Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, August 12th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. This is our weekend edition with Sam and Trish Britton from the Information Corner. Before we bring them on, we'd like to say a quick thank you to Silvana over in the United Kingdom. Very, very thankful on our part.
Yes, thank you very much.
And also, we'd like to read very quickly an email that we got yesterday, and people are starting to get it. This is in regard to Cindy Sheehan and also Alex Jones. This comes from a Wing TV viewer named Eddie. He says, Alex, you're slipping as a super patriot. All talk and no action. I listened to your show the other night when you were interviewing Cindy Sheehan, and as usual, we could never hear their point because of your rambling on about the New World Order and Skull and Bones. When are you going to just shut your trap for a change and listen to people and what they might have to say? Why aren't you getting more involved in this story? No money to be made from it? Unlike the John Gray story when you filmed his compound and sold it to ABC. Wow, what a patriot. Or maybe that trip to the Bohemian Grove. What a vivid imagination. But it made you some money. This story is probably the most important one in the news. You're getting lazy. Maybe you can make a deal with Cindy and set up a booth to peddle your goods. That may work. But I do give you credit. You fool a lot of people. We also got an email from a broadcaster yesterday that was pretty much in the same vein. So people are catching on. Just keep aware of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to determine who's for real and who isn't. And that's why we have, as we mentioned yesterday on the Wing TV homepage, our article, Anatomy of a Betrayal. So Take a look at it. And now, without further ado, Sam and Trish Britton, they're two of our favorite people. They're doing a show on the Information Corner, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hey, Sam and Trish.
Hey, we're here.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing fine. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Let's be clear. The website is theinformationcorner.com. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody how they can listen to your broadcast.
Okay, we're available in two different venues. You can go to www.theinformationcorner.com and make sure you put the in there, or you'll wind up in somebody else's corner.
Right.
And you can go in there, and we have archives posted there, or you can listen to it every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. That's morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., mm-hmm. and then again from 7 p.m., actually it's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I get my time zones mixed up, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's on DixieBroadcasting.com, and we have links at the Information Corner, so you can go over there and listen. So if you miss something, go to the archives.
It's a terrific website.
Now, we're going to hit a lot of stories that are in the news today. One of them is the fuel prices, at least here in State College where we live, now shot up to $2.45 a gallon. I also heard reports today that one gas company or oil company had profits of $5.2 billion. Their profits rose 32%. Another one had profits of $7.6 billion, and their profits rose 34%. And I don't know about where you guys live, but here this winter, if it keeps at this pace, people are going to start freezing to death. Yeah. What are your thoughts on what's happening with these oil prices?
Well, it's a multifaceted thing because
I think it's by design.
It's mm-hmm. definitely by design. I agree with Trish on that. You can control the masses more easily when you make it harder for them to move about. And also, it fits into the depopulation agenda in the sense that life is not held sacred anymore. And all you need to do is type in the words into Google or any search engine on population control.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, you'll get pointed to information about the Georgia Guidestones, in which that's one of the things they talk about up mm-hmm. there is depopulating, bringing the world's population down. I forget what the figures are, but
500 million.
500 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's considerably lower than what the Earth is now, and you're starting to see more and more and more things denied to the population that would otherwise keep the population healthy. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, in this case, we're talking about fuel, whether it's alternative medicine, and keep in mind, I mean, there are charlatans in the in alternative medicine, just like there are in allopathic.
Right.
But having said that, that doesn't mean you shut down the free choice venue for people to have choices of where they want to go.
Right. So, let's get to something else now. There's another story circulating the net that the FBI has warned police about Al-Qaeda cells using fuel trucks to attack three cities, New York, Chicago, and L.A. Now, this is uncorroborated intelligence, so my question is, how intelligent is intelligence like this that isn't substantiated like a lot of these stories we're seeing nowadays on the Internet?
It's just another example of fear-mongering again.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm like you guys. I think Al-Qaeda is a concept anyway to keep people in fear.
But right. You see it circulating around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know.
Well, and it makes good money because you have WorldNet Daily out there. The other day I was reading a piece up there about something having to do with America under attack, and
America
they gave a date.
Attacked.
And they said that if you wanted to find out more information, you had to sign up for Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin.
Oh, so let me ask you two. You're two of the most grounded people we've met on the Internet. What do you make of this influx, this flux of stories sweeping the Internet lately that are totally unsubstantiated, that people are freaking out about?
Well, Trish, you want to take a stab at that?
I think people are into... It seems like entertainment at any cost or infotainment.
Mm-hmm. We think it's a fix, like a drug fix.
They need
some higher fix each time.
See, it's also a design to break down the reliability of the Internet so the authorities can come in and say, we need to deal with this supposed information superhighway because there's too much on that highway.
Yeah, right.
And so with enough of this stuff out there, and remember... There was a little blurb that came out here, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, about the Bush administration, and of course we know there are puppets behind it, but nevertheless they were the ones that announced it, setting up an office called the Office of Strategic Influence.
Mm-hmm.
And this office was to put out this information so that they could possibly steer the masses wherever they wanted to go, and they knew, of course naturally they know. You know, these people aren't stupid. They can gauge the public, okay, and what the public will accept. So all they have to do is throw something out there, and there's enough willing dupes that will run with it, and ultimately this is what you get.
Yeah. Now, one of the biggest stories in the news, of course, is Cindy Sheehan. We mentioned that in that email that I read. And when I first heard about her down in front of George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, I thought, I wonder how long it's going to take before the right, especially the right talk show hosts, are going to turn on this woman. And, of course, there's a little bit of baggage associated with her because some groups, especially liberal groups, are preempting her cause. But just yesterday, talk show host Mike Gallagher called her a despicable human being. Now, Sam and Trish, how can this woman be seen as the enemy?
Well, personally, I think, she's doing the right thing in the sense that bringing attention to this war, and it's kind of like what you guys have been saying, these very same people that want our sons and daughters to go into these wars, they're not going to send their own, and this is exactly what I see setting up shop here. Here's what you have here. You had in the 60s the liberal establishment, as it's termed, and I'm beginning to come under the conclusion, like so many other people, that really those are just labels out there in a lot of ways, but you have the what we termed the liberal establishment back in the 60s. They were anti-war, but they were missing the essential ingredients. They were anti-war, but they were anti-war just because they wanted peace at any cost, so it seems. And, as you guys know, and we know as well, you can't just go out there and trump a cause without knowing why you really believe what you believe without being grounded.
Right.
And this is what happened in the 60s. Well, now it worked so effectively back in the 60s and it worked in a way that now if anybody dares to mention that they are anti-war in the case of this Iraq war or the Iranian war, if it comes up, automatically, well, you must be one of those X-60s liberals because you're anti-war.
Yeah, just so we know, so far Bush has met with 900 family members of 272 fallen soldiers. Of, I believe it's 1,848 soldiers who've been killed in Iraq. He hasn't attended one funeral. And it's curious. She says this is his moment of accountability. What do you think about what she said?
Well,
he won't meet with her.
He won't, and there won't be much done of it. That's the only problem. About the most she might do is bring it to the attention of a few people, but it's like so many causes. If we're going to get anything done out here, it's going to be up to us as activists to co-opt certain events like what you guys did in D.C. and various other places to get the word out. I think just one lone protester there in Crawford, Texas. First of all, Crawford, Texas, I don't know that much about it, but I don't think it's that big of an area, so you're not going to draw a lot of attention in the media that may be there is just going to ignore you.
You want to know something funny? Bush's ranch used to be a pig farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Guess what? It's still a pig farm.
It still was.
Yeah.
It's still a pig farm.
Now, George Bush, he touts himself as being a conservative, and his administration, by and large, is seen by many people as being a conservative administration. But just this week, George Bush signed a $286 billion transportation bill that some people, real conservatives, call it a monstrosity, and it had more pork in it than a pig farm. That's kind of segue nicely. My question to you two is, how long can this country survive when we keep overspending so far beyond our means?
Oh, it can't for very long.
Yeah, it can't.
I'll tell you, he's hard to get a hold of, but if you want to get some earth-shattering information on some information that he has found, the husband of former Congresswoman Ellen Chenoweth found out a lot of amazing stuff as he was investigating the situation surrounding the U.S. Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service trying to take his ranch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what's happening is the more in debt we become, the more collateral we are, as well as our everything we own, that becomes more collateral for the international bankers and allegiance to these other countries, because we have so much debt over here, indebtedness to foreign countries, where at one time we used to have a surplus. We used to be a nation that handled ourselves pretty well. Now we're the most indebted nation in the world.
I know you've been involved in a flyer blitz. You're in the middle of a big fight where you live, Owensville, Missouri. So tell everybody what's going on with you and the water systems.
Okay, well, let's start back to January 31st. That would probably be the best way to do it. We'll try to move through this as quick as possible. But January 31st, we convened a meeting here, and we did it by flyers for the most part. We had a meeting here because the state, they were trying to make it a local issue, but it really was not.
It's not local.
They were wanting to put meters on private wells so they could meter the water coming out of people's own private wells. But we got word of it, jumped on it, convened a meeting, did a flyer blitz around town. The businesses here in this town of about 2,500 people were wonderful. You couldn't ask for better. They allowed us to post flyers. We just put flyers all over the place.
Oh, and flyers got other places.
Yeah, and they turned into still yet other flyers, and by the time it was all over with, almost all of South Central Missouri was pretty much blitzed with flyers.
Excellent.
And by the time it was over with, we had 504 people inside the Owensville Lions Club, which is normally only equipped to handle 310.
So do you think this poses a danger for people around the country?
Big business, you say?
People around the country, is this going to be coming to everybody's town?
Oh, okay, I understand your question.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yes, because this comes down from the UN. This is part of the UN Agenda 21.
Chapter 18 of Agenda 21.
If you want to learn what their plans are, look at Chapter 18 of Agenda 21, and we have a link directly to it on theinformationcorner.com.
It talks about the freshwater resources in that chapter.
Right. And that's in our research corner section for those who want to go investigate that.
All right. Well, let's take a look now at foreign policy and what's going on there. Starting next week, China and Russia are going to engage in some joint military exercises. And if I was the president of the United States, or if I was the head of the Pentagon, or if I was just an everyday person, I would be very alarmed by these two countries joining together in such a way. What do you think the ramifications are of these joint military exercises?
Well,
I think it's bad. It can't be good, that's for sure.
No, well, we've sold our military secrets to China, as you know, under Bill Clinton, and we may be still doing it now for all we know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What we do, and we've done this repeatedly throughout history, a lot of people don't know that we've supported and financed communism. That's how communism has been able to flourish all these years. If you go back to the Russian Bolshevik Revolution, and you move on forward, we have helped every nation that is that turned communist in some way. And what we do is we play both sides against the middle. We pull up our enemies, and then we send our kids, sons and daughters, into these war grinders to get killed and maimed and beaten and raped and everything else.
Yeah. I was telling you on the phone before the show about Monsanto's new patents where they're trying to claim the pig is their invention and they want to patent life. They're not content to own the vegetable and grain lines and herbicides and pesticides and crops. Now they're trying to move on the barnyard. How can American farmers sustain against a company like Monsanto?
Well, they're not, to make a long story short, if we don't wake up and get our heads out of the sand. I mean, I was amazed when we moved here.
Keep talking.
We moved here. We found it absolutely amazing that we could not find anybody selling farm fresh eggs here for the most part. Now, since then, we finally have, but there's
We have since we moved here, but it took a while.
It took a while. I was amazed.
It should take a while in a farming community.
No.
They want to even take control of the offspring. If a farmer's pig has characteristics that fall within their patents, they want the farmer to pay royalties to the company, to Monsanto.
It's just incredible.
They're trying to patent life.
Yeah, that's just...
Oh, I know. It's like everything else. This whole business of licensing everything and these patent situations are just running totally overboard, and particularly in an area like this. You know, when you start monkeying around with nature, it's not going to be too long until something gets out of the box that you don't want. And
right, like Bush.
I wouldn't be surprised if that hasn't already happened with some of the diseases and stuff that are starting to show up in different places. All engineered but designed.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Terminator gene that Tex Mars writes about. Now, let's go over to the Middle East. We know that in the very near future there's going to be this Gaza pullout, and there's also the drumbeat of war because of Iran and supposedly their nuclear capabilities. What do you guys see coming up for America and the rest of the world in the Middle East in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, I certainly...
They're already talking about going to war with Iran.
And what I see back out of that is they're doing... Here's basically what I see happening. They're doing everything they can. They want us to be attacked in the worst way, because if we get attacked, they then will declare martial law at that point.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can to make these countries mad in the dickens at us, and they are.
Yeah.
At least they're mad at the government.
We will either be attacked by one of these countries, or there will be a government state-sponsored attack in this country to get people in a war fervor. And that is not far-fetched. I mean, it has been done in history before. And 9/11, I think, was exactly that. I'm in total agreement with you guys. In fact, I was so glad when I heard you guys for the first time. Finally, somebody gets it on the issue of, you know, we're kind of like you guys are. You know, somebody gets it on controlled demolition.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen is we're just going to see another one of these type of attacks of some form, whether it be biological or whatever they decide to pull off. And this, I don't want to come across as fear-mongering, but you guys know yourself, when you go messing around in somebody else's pot, sooner or later, somebody's going to defend their pot.
Right. Yeah. So let me ask you, if you had one message you could give to the American people and to the people of the world right now, what do you think is the most important thing they need to do or know?
First of all, if you're not awake and aware, get your heads out of your rear end and start paying attention, because there's a lot going on.
I think you need to understand the UN Agenda 21. I think that's a really important thing for everybody to understand.
Because everything comes under that umbrella, just about. The depopulation and also the moving people off of the rural landscape. And there's so much of that we could get into that we don't have time for.
And I know people are going to say, but that's so hard to read. Yes, I know it. I know it's hard to read. It's outline on top of outline on top of outline on top of outline. And yes, they speak in riddles. And yes, everything is exactly opposite from what they say.
Yeah, and we've talked about that.
You have to try to understand that.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on our show before with Chris Gerner.
Right. We just want you to know that we're really proud of what you're doing out there at Owensville, Missouri. And we hope that more people will tune into your show. You can hear them talk about Agenda 21. Also, they have a link to Chris Gerner's show as well. And Sam and Trish, we're just so happy that you're out there doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And one last thing, Sam. I know that when we did your radio show a few weeks ago, you talked about how you used to be one of the people that sit there and got all your information mm-hmm. from Rush Limbaugh or from
right.
Fox News or CNN. And then there was a transformation that took place. And Trish was one of the people that helped it. What was the impetus or what was the spark that made you realize that there was more going on than what the mainstream media is giving us?
Well, for me, it was when Trish finally got me to sit down and listen to Chris Gerner, and he was reading those DUN documents. And once, you know, and Chris kept saying repeatedly over and over again, don't believe me, check out the documentation for yourself. And once I discovered that this stuff was all out there, then I knew then that definitely there was more to what was going on than Rush or a lot of these mainstream talk show hosts were willing to let on. And unfortunately, far too many people in the alternative realm are not willing to talk about either. So
we know.
Right. Well, everybody go to The Information Corner, Sam and Trish Britton. They have a fantastic radio show.
And TheInformationCorner.com.
Yeah, and we can't just speak highly enough about them. They're the ones that are grounded. They're level-headed. They're not going to give you all this sensationalism.
Oh, and, wait a minute. Have you noticed any police state where you live?
No, not around here. About the only thing that happened here, and I don't want to discourage anybody from doing micro-broadcasting over this, we knew when we had the meeting that, you know, you're over the target when you get the most flack because we had a local radio station that got a little disgruntled because we were getting things done out here. And we were running a low-power FM that was only about 25, 30 watts, and we were getting the word out. They were not. And after we had our meeting and the publicity got around, we got a visit from an FCC agent, not because we were causing any interference to anybody, but because another radio station complained, which we know which one it was.
Very interesting.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Well, you guys keep up
Keep
up the good work and get more of those knocks on your door because you know then that you're doing the right thing. Everybody have a great weekend out there. We'll be back again on Monday with Stan Hess. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.